country. However, you know, it's still a redshirt freshman quarterback in C.J. Carr, and he went like 2.5 hours of real time without an incompletion. But, you know, Boston College did some things, I thought, that really stymied Notre Dame, and their kicking game was terrible. I've never called a game, and I take a lot of pride in special teams and talking about special teams and talking about place kickers, right? And I've never called a game where three kickers miss kicks. Three kickers, including two different kickers missing extra points. So, like, that was wild. And the fact that it was as close as it was crazy. But, you know, they found a way to win by 15, and we're on to the college football playoff rankings where they're number 10, and they're in the field right now. So it was a lot to digest and a lot to process. We talked about a lot of it on air, especially in that fourth quarter. And I don't really know what to take away. I mean, they're in the mix. They can't afford a loss. Are they, you know, a team that is certifiably unbeatable? No. I mean, I think Navy can score on them tomorrow. I just don't think Navy can stop Notre Dame. So, you know, could Pittsburgh sneak up and get them? Maybe. I'll be curious how their season ends. But, man, I do love some Jeremiah Love. That dude is one of the best backs I've seen this decade, I would argue.
All right, I got two more Notre Dame questions. First,
yeah,
is Marcus Freeman the coolest guy on earth?
Gosh. I mean, you know, yes, it would be the short answer, the one-word answer. We kind of had a fun conversation. I told this story on satellite radio yesterday where, you know, he just mentioned that he hasn't been on social media in 5 years. And so we started talking. So I was like, you don't know what 6'7 means then, do you? He goes, I have no idea what you're talking about. And so we kind of, I did the 6'7 thing. I don't even know if you know what it is, yeah. But.
Well, I don't know. Okay. I know what it is, but I don't know what it means. So, yes.
Right,
I got you.
Right. Well, right. Who really does? And
right.
So, like, I taught him that, and he goes, so if I get in front of the team and I do the 6'7", they'll know what I'm talking about. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll know.
He goes, okay, I'm going to do it. So he is smooth, and I even said it on the game. I was like, I don't know if there's a better coach, you know, to just sit down and talk to in those settings that's more transparent. You know, like I asked him, I didn't even mention this in the game, what keeps you awake at night? Like, what keeps Marcus Freeman from falling asleep comfortably this month? And he goes, well, it's a lot of things. And I was like, all right, what if you had like 1A and 1B, what's 1A? And he said, 1A is that my message isn't reaching every single person on the team. And he goes, it's as simple as that. Even a reserve guy that's redshirting, a freshman that's not playing, he goes, my message has to get through to everybody or, you know, we're going to fall short of our mark and what we need to do. And so, yeah, I mean, like, he's like a, I don't know, like a movie character. Like, you feel like you're in a movie talking to him, and that's not hyperbole or any kind of embellishment. That's just who he is. He's a cool customer and a very good head coach and a perfect fit at Notre Dame, I would argue.
So, I would say this. I'd say there's guys who might be on the cool meter at least, right, because he's on that meter somewhere. But a lot of guys that are on it, they become like that's their persona, and they have to act cool. I'd say like Matthew McConaughey, like he's probably in the cool meter, but he has to try to act more cool to even stay on the meter. With Freeman, I get the sensation it's like he's so cool, but it's authentic. Like he doesn't try to be cool; he's just cool.
Totally valid. That is a great analogy and a great comparison with the great Matthew McConaughey, right? I mean,
right.
But Freeman is who he appears to be, right? I mean, exactly who he appears to be. And Mickey, he was like that at Cincinnati when he was the defensive play caller there under Luke Fickell with Mike Denbrock. The exact same person and, cool customer that when you sit down and talk to him, like it's, you know, I don't root for him, but it's hard not to just because of the demeanor. And he is authentic, and I think we respect that in this day and age in 2025.
The only bad part, have you seen his national commercial for the boxed meals?
Yes. It's not great.
It's terrible. It's like they've got a great commodity in him, and then they completely screw it up by being cornball
cheesy.
Hey, but
you know what? They can pay me to be terrible on TV.
Oh,
I would gladly accept that.
Oh, sure. No doubt about that. All right, final Notre Dame question for you. We've spent a lot of time on the show talking about Army and Navy and how there's just an air about those kids and a respect and you have for these kids. I've got this vision in my head that like when Notre Dame rolls into town like they did into Boston, that there appears to be there's still a little bit of that sense of the Fighting Irish are in town. And spending time with Jeremiah Love and Marcus Freeman and their coordinators and staff, like, do you get that? Like a little air about Notre Dame?
Yes. And, you know, I asked Jeremiah Love specifically about that. It's interesting because, like, Jeremiah Love is best friends with his backup running back, Jadarian Price, who fumbled in that game in a critical moment and kind of kept Boston College in it. And they actively, legitimately, you know, kind of root for each other. And I asked Love about that because they're both going to be – I mean, they both could be first-round draft picks at running back. Think about that for a second. It's the top running back room in America.
Right.
And Love said, when you're recruited here, they recruit and we recruit, you know, kind of a different dude. It's, you know, what you've heard at Clemson at times, but on a little bit of a different spectrum, I would argue. There is an air, and I was like, well, what do you mean by that? He goes, well, everybody on this team does root for each other. It's legitimate, and it starts at the top with Marcus Freeman, and if you're not that way, then you're probably not going to come here. It's inherent in the recruiting process. So I think that is part of it, but, yeah, you know, the gold helmets in person, you know it as a fan, and seeing it when they pop in the stadium there in Chestnut Hill last week, you're like, all right, yeah, it's – I mean, look, they're the only team not in a conference that gets an invitation to the dance.
Yeah.
The brand still matters. Like, it's still relevant. They played and competed for a national championship last year. And whether people like it or not, that's just where it is. Whether it's right or wrong is irrelevant. That's just where it is. So, yeah, it definitely has a different feel to it. The TV ratings, generally speaking, I think reflect that. People are interested in either rooting for or against. Kind of like the Yankees, yeah. You know? I mean, it's kind of a similar deal, or the Lakers, or the Cowboys. It's right. Not quite on that level, but it's not far away.
But I can remember, well, I first saw him play at Clemson in 1977, and it wasn't the case then because they've changed. But now, man, you walk in there, and the first time you see it, like, those helmets are different. And someone wore the shoes. It's like, you know what, man, that's just – yeah, this is different. This is a different feel for sure. All right, I know so little about James Madison. Year two, obviously, you know, a lot of those guys left and went to Indiana. But tell me about Bob Chesney and your time. Have you had to spend any time with him? Or Tony Gibson at Marshall? You've got a nooner tomorrow with the Thunder Herd and James Madison. James Madison fighting for a college football playoff spot at this point.
If you look at some of the ESPN analytics, and certainly, you know, some of those – are very much fluid and change by the game, and they could change later tonight with that Tulane-Memphis game. But as of yesterday, the last graphic I saw, the team that has the highest percentage chance to reach the college football playoff this year out of the group of five is James Madison. Yeah. And so they're 7-1. Their only loss was to Louisville, a game in which they led in the second half at Louisville. Before they gave up a late score to Isaac Brown, I think it was like a 76-yard run. That was a game that was there for the taking with as few as 4 minutes to go. So JMU, obviously they need to run the table. They have to win the game tomorrow. They have picked up right where Kurt Cignetti left off under Bob Chesney. And I think Coach Chesney he's got a chance to take a Power Four job somewhere. I wouldn't be shocked if it was – you know, UCLA or a job like that. I think he's being rumored and being linked to a number of those positions because he hasn't missed a beat post Kurt Cignetti. And think about how hard that is to do at the group of five level where everybody's coming and taking all your players. Like, I mean, that's literally what is happening each and every year. Yeah, you know, the group of five gets just, you know, stolen. I mean, all the players get stolen by the Power Four and the guys that want to come in and extract the top talent, especially quarterback and on the defensive line. So he's done a remarkable job. I've never talked to him. I'm going to do so for the first time at about 4:30 later today. And I expect to be impressed. You know, think about this. One of the reasons why some of the ESPN analytics trust James Madison right now, Mickey, they haven't given up a single point in the month of October in the second half of any game. Mm. So, like, whatever they're doing at halftime, it's been elite. Now, I mean, look, they're not playing – you know, Power Four teams, they're playing in the Sun Belt, but there's something to be said about that kind of production where they haven't given up a single point in the second half of a game since September. So they've been on a little bit of a heater there, and then offensively, Alonzo Barnett the third has done a decent job as a dual threat and isn't turning it over. And so, look, I mean, by the letter of the law right now, they're in position to go to the college football playoff. They just can't lose a game along the way and expect to get there.
noon tomorrow. Stay tuned for that. ESPN2, don't miss it. The scoring 52 on Texas State, that's not impressive. Texas State's not very good, but 63 on Old Dominion is a pretty good club at Old Dominion there. All right, I was listening to you on satellite radio, as I do so often, and I want to get your take on what in the world's going on in college football with these coaches stuff. You know, Auburn did it this past week. It seems like every Sunday now you got Black Sunday. And some guy is getting a pink slip out there. Where are we? What are you thinking? Like, what all's happening? Give me some scoop, man. What's going to happen with these coaching searches? And, man, just a crazy October now into November.
Well, the one thing I continue to say is I believe that there's going to be some surprises with some coaches that are entrenched in their schools. And they say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm going to press the reset button and go somewhere else. I heard you mention earlier in the show the comments that Josh Pate made earlier this week on that one particular podcast about Lincoln Riley. Like, to me, that checks out. Who else is going to be in position that we don't see coming? You know, 4 years ago, it was Lincoln Riley that left OU to go out to SC, and then it was Brian Kelly that went from Notre Dame to LSU. I think there's going to be one or two moves like that because there are so many vacancies. The money is too good, and you can't just simply hire a group of five coaches to take over all these brands. So I'm curious there. I would tell you this too, like this weekend in Clemson, is it not a huge game for Mike Norvell? Is it not a big game for him to try to close this season strong? Because, you know, if Florida State were to win tomorrow, finish strong, maybe beat Florida, they're sitting there at 8-4, 7-5 at the end of the year. In a weird way, even losing in the game I had out at Stanford, you beat Alabama, you finish 8-4. Like, that's a springboard into next year after you went 2-10 last year. So as weird as this sounds, I still feel like Mike Norvell, it could be week to week. And so this is a big game for him and for Florida State. And I have no idea what to expect in that game. No clue whatsoever. I when Clemson's defense is up and then it's down and then the offense flips the script, who the heck knows? But I think Mike Norvell could be that next domino that is in play, and it still could go either way. I mean, they dominated Wake Forest last week after losing to Stanford, sandwiched in between an open date. I don't know what to expect there. So to me, it makes that game that right there in Clemson that much more intriguing and not in a way any of us could have ever forecasted 2 months ago. Hey, think about it. It's just crazy how the season has gone, and I think there's still some more chaos, and maybe the central focus point, surprisingly, tomorrow could be there in Death Valley.
I'll end with the softballs. I'll throw one hard slider on the outside corner about 98 miles an hour. The thought about Norvell, I get it. And if he could beat, you know, win his last four, he'd win 5 in a row and 8-4 and all that. Here's a tough one. Do you think Mike Norvell is the best guy for the Florida State job, or can Florida State do better than Mike Norvell?
I mean, in this cycle, he may be the best man for the job.
Yeah.
Who are you going to get? Because you're probably 4 or 5 in the pecking order. So, I mean, is James Franklin an upgrade for Mike Norvell? I would probably argue yes. But, I mean, that's debatable. And is he going somewhere else? And is he waiting and slow playing some of these schools to try to go somewhere else? So, weirdly enough, Mike Norvell, you know, and I think that's what Mike Alford's thinking right now, the FSU AD, because he did make the move after that loss in the middle of the night at Stanford. He may be the best dude, Mickey. He may be.
Interesting stuff, my friend. You got a beautiful ride. I'm guessing this is a beautiful ride today.
It is. It's very nice. A lot of fall colors and up and down the mountains and trying to avoid all these tractor trailers.
Oh, yeah. One thing I didn't ask you about, how about this? What are this nor'easter, whatever we got thing coming in here, man? We're going from 70 something degrees on Sunday to 40 something degrees, 46 degrees. We had a blast coming down through here.
We got snow in North Carolina. We probably have 4 or 5 inches north of Asheville. What are we doing?
What are we
doing? It's not even Thanksgiving.
Hey, be very careful in Huntington, West Virginia. Any idea about next week yet?
I don't know, but my guess would be that Navy South Florida game with potential playoff implications kind of feels the direction we're going in right now. But dude, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Give me some Alex Golish next week. That's what I want to hear from you. All right, hey,
that dude's a stud. He's good.
Yeah, no doubt. Have a safe travels. We'll be watching at noon tomorrow.
Appreciate you,
all right, buddy.
You.
Roy Philpott, the Big Dog, ESPN. Short break. 2 open phone line segments. Love to hear from you after this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
If insurance companies coach football, they'd run the clock, fake injuries, and bench you without warning. I'm Trey Mills, and at Trammell & Mills Law Firm, we don't play scared. You've been hurt in a wreck or on the job? We bring the pressure, every down, every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89, don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend.
Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TrammellandMills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Who you got there, Sam? What is that one? Do we know?
Those are the Black Keys. That's Cleveland's finest right there.
I know they're from Cleveland.
I think they are. I could be making
Will
that
they
up.
Be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Have you been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
About 50 times.
Really? Is it worth it?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, cool.
I've gone back. They are indeed from, they're from Akron. Close enough. I go probably once every 2 or 3 years because they add a new section, but they've kind of run out of room because it's a pyramid.
Give me the state of Ohio. Where do I need to go? So
home.
First of all, I've been to Ohio for a grand total of about 15 days.
It's probably good enough, honestly.
Hadn't seen the sunshine yet.
I was gonna say you've seen enough. I'll be there in a couple weeks. Like you've seen enough.
All right, rank them then. I've been to Columbus. Columbus is a nice area. I get the feeling, Columbus is a big city, by the way. When I go there, I've been there twice, Ohio State, I do like the fact that a lot of like state capitals or bigger cities that have big schools in it, sometimes you get a blurred line between campus and city. Have you been to Columbus, Sam?
Yep. Been to Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, all three.
So you get this deal here that it feels like to me that there's a distinct difference between Ohio State and Columbus. Like, I can tell when I'm on campus at Ohio State.
It is.
I don't get it sometimes at Florida State or at South Carolina.
It's not in the city. So, I mean, it's...
Right. Georgia Tech, you know, you get those inner cities kind of thing there. But rank them. So I've been to Cincinnati. Beautiful place. When you're coming up from the mountains there.
Hills, river.
River, stadiums, you know, got all that driving out there. That's beautiful. I've never been to Cleveland.
I mean, I'm biased, but it used to suck. But it's a lot better now. I mean, if you're going, Cedar Point's fun. If you like amusement parks, or if Drake likes amusement parks, at some point you'll go to Cedar Point in your life. It's the roller coaster capital of the world.
Right.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is cool. Canton has the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's cool.
How far? Cleveland to Canton, how far I'm talking about?
45-minute drive or so.
All right, French sex in Bay Village, Ohio, west of Cleveland, also Bowling Green State University.
There's a ton of fun MAC schools in Ohio.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice place. If it's not nice in the winter. But if you go in the spring or the summer, it's gorgeous. It's really just when you go. But yeah, if you've done 15 days there, you've done enough. Probably.
Anything to Dayton?
I've never been to Dayton, actually. My mom went to school in Dayton. She went to Dayton, but I've never been.
All right. So that's about it, though.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Go to a game for all the teams there. Pro Football Hall of Fame. Yeah. Drive through Columbus. Go see Ohio State. Go see the campus. Cincinnati is a cool city. I like Cincinnati a lot.
I spent years
far away.
On the station. We're over in Clemson in our neighborhood. Larry Shiat was the basketball coach at Clemson, and he lived in the neighborhood right behind the station, and he would walk. I did an afternoon show at the time, and he'd walk or run, and he'd just stick his head in the door, and we'd have to talk about Cleveland Cavaliers and Cleveland Indians and Cleveland Browns. And then I spent years on the show with Jim Phillips, a longtime legendary Ring of Honor play-by-play guy for the Tigers. And he was a big Cleveland Indians fan. And he talked about old Municipal Stadium there and cold weather coming off on a Saturday.
Sounds like my dad.
Summer. Yeah, how was cold it was to all that. But
a lot of the state is just driving through nothing. But, I mean, Amish country is fun in its own sense. If you want to go get good food and stuff, good furniture, go out to Amish country. They got nice little, like, Amish hotels and stuff. Like, they got a nice area out there, but yeah, I mean, you've been there a few days, you've seen a lot in each of the cities.
All right, let's get to some phone calls, some text lines here. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Text said, you got to check out the Air Force Museum in Dayton. I didn't know we had an Air Force Museum in Dayton.
I've never been, so.
Another text said, nothing but .com in Dayton, nothing but corn in Dayton.
And an Air Force museum, evidently, that I didn't know about.
Yep. Didn't know that for sure. Texture said, something about hearing Philpott's voice just fires me up. Let's have a great Friday and go Tigers. You know what I've noticed? Now, last week at Clemson, we had empty seats in the upper deck. Sam, did you go to the game or did you watch the game last week, the Clemson game live? Did you watch it last week live? Or were you working at the time?
The Clemson game last week?
Yeah.
I went back and rewatched. I had to work during it.
So, you know, these students, whatever, got in the upper decks and took their shirts off and were waving their shirts around. Like, that was a thing. And the upper decks on both sides, we kind of got that. Well, my son kind of does that as well, and he takes his shirt off. I'll send you a picture here in a second, and he's waving his shirt around, and it kind of got to be a thing, and Clemson started playing a little bit better football. I get it. But the point is there were thousands of empty seats last week. I would guess 5,000 empty seats. I think maybe either night game or Florida State. I mean, let's consider this is a 4-4 Florida State team, a 3-5 Clemson team is not a big deal. But there's something about Clemson, Florida State, like the StubHub get-in ticket price is much higher this week. I think that Duke's a better football team than Florida State.
Absolutely.
But is that still night game or is that Florida State?
They haven't had many of them this year. They've been thrown in the noon slot pretty much every week.
Well, they're a noon football team. Yeah,
they absolutely are. But, I mean, your crowd will get up for a night game. The tailgating pictures did not look particularly great coming out of last week. But at the end of the day, you're going to wake up at 6 a.m. for a 3-win football team and go – tailgate and like you're how many people are going to want to do that? You got a lot of people who ended up showing up, but you mentioned it, there were empty seats. I wasn't too surprised by that. I would expect it to be very loud tomorrow night, though.
Get in price right now, $47. Now I'm going to go back to a game that just felt like it was one of the turning points in Clemson football history, and it didn't turn out to be as big as we thought it was at the time, but there was a game at Clemson and Florida State that Clemson was coming off of an absolutely disaster, losing to Wake Forest and getting crunched. And Clemson was playing fourth-ranked Florida State the next week. And somehow, some way, the Tigers found a way to win. And it kind of turned their fortunes around. They went on a big win streak. They beat South Carolina 63-17 and then went on to destroy Tennessee in the Peach Bowl. But this game it wasn't very good. This season was not very good. And coming into the game, it just. But my point was, in looking at it, it was a different feel when I got in the stadium that night. Something tells me I won't get that feeling tomorrow. Like, this won't be some sort of monumental turning point or anything like that.
I don't know. I think a lot of people want to win this game for a variety of reasons. Austin points it out. I mean, he said only three things matter: making a bowl game, beating South Carolina, and beating Florida State this weekend. I think a lot of people are going to care about beating Florida State because it's Florida State. There is still some allure to that.
Yeah.
Philpott makes a great point. This is a coaching battle right now where there's a lot of pressure on both coaches. Norvell might be coaching for his job. There are definitely some storylines here. I mean, if Clemson comes out and gives you another good offensive showing from last week, people are going to be entertained at least. So there are a lot more reasons to go to this game, I think, than there were to go to last week's, if you're picking between the two. The fact that it's a night game and we haven't had many this year makes a big impact for sure as well.
All right, so going into that game, Clemson was, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. Clemson was 5-4, all right? They just got beat by Wake Forest, who ended up 5-7, by the way. They got beat by Wake Forest 45-17. All right, and this is 2003. So Florida State, Florida State's third in the country, not fourth. And Clemson puts it all over Florida State, 26-10. They destroyed Duke 40-7 the next week. They went down to Columbia and won 63-17. And then they beat sixth-ranked Tennessee in the bowl game 27-14. It was the most turnaround season you could ever have in 1 week. But what my point is, when I stepped in the stadium that night, it just felt different getting in there. And so maybe Florida State kind of does that. Now, what you thought there was is that, boy, Bowden's got it turned around. What does he do? He comes back and goes 6-5 the next year. And it didn't go very well. And then 8-4 and 8-5. After the 9-4 2007 season, they come in preseason ranked number 9 in the country. And he thought, boy, this is going to be it. And he couldn't get over the hump there again. But boy, that November of 2003 – was a very, very interesting time in Clemson football. Let me get Jersey Jack up next. 654 Roar. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Doing great on the way to walk, of course, play a little golf.
There you go, man. Good, and get it in now before Monday and Tuesday. Got that storm. Why, yep. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's going to be an important game tomorrow night. I think you got to get the ball to the playmakers, and I think Tony Williams is going to show out tomorrow night. And got to get some points on the board against these Seminoles.
He had a good game last week, and he's a kind of the bailout guy. He's got to play well, man. And don't you know, Florida State's pass defense is not a great pass defense. So maybe Anthony Williams has a big night tomorrow night.
Yeah, hopefully. And on defense, like you said before, we gotta get the quarterback. So I'm looking for T.J. Parker to come out of the shell and have a good game tomorrow and show everybody what he actually can do.
Hopefully that'll be the case. Hadn't been the kind of year he was anticipating. But hopefully he can certainly do that. Can do that.
And go and check out the basketball team tonight against Gardner-Webb, so that'll be fun.
Look like got a pretty deep run. Hey, soccer team got beat last night in a surprise at home to Pittsburgh. Wasn't that kind of a surprise?
Yeah, it was Wednesday night. We had 20 shots against their five, but they got one in the back of the net, and we didn't. So still a fun team to watch, Mickey. But we'll see what they can do in the NCAA, because I think – believe it or not, I still got a lot of faith in this team. We got some real good talent on the field. So Coach Noonan can get these guys playing in the NCAAs, maybe go somewhere.
Hope that'll be the case. Jack, play well today. Play well.
All right, you too, Mickey.
All right, buddy. T.J. Parker on the season, 2 sacks, and I don't have my tackles for loss right here on this one, but 2 sacks on the year, and not enough moving forward with that. You got to have better, more productivity out of that. Final segment coming. Well, let me see. Hal's been hanging on. Let me do this for the final segment. Hal, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing?
Sorry.
Hey, Hal. Oh, lost him. Short break. Final segment, Sam. I need a 2-minute drill that's going to knock my socks off.
I've got one you're going to love today.
Love it. You did it. You knocked it out of the park on Wednesday.
You specifically are going to like this one. No one else will care, but you will like it.
Can't wait. Final segment of the week right after this.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on The Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Ingalls Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Dono Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here, the flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Tired of scrubbing and still seeing grease? Power through grime and residue and refresh your kitchen with Buff City Soap. Made with hard-working plant-based ingredients, their cleaners cut through the mess without the harsh chemicals. From dishes to countertops, your kitchen gets sparkling clean and smells amazing with their multi-surface cleaner and dish soap. Ditch the fake stuff. Clean naturally with Buff City Soap. Shop today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today, 864-271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15 and you could win up to $2,500, or play all 15 numbers and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
Start your day the Mickey way. Talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
So I didn't get a chance. I was sick as a dog yesterday, laid in bed, didn't move, Sam, didn't go outside. Never got the first bit of fresh air, stayed inside all day long. So I didn't get to go to Ingles. But today, I guarantee we got to go to Ingles, man. I got to get ready for the tailgate, got to get my my cream sodas, my vanilla cream sodas. Got to get Drake whatever he wants to tailgate with. So looking forward to it. We're going to go by Ingles. I'm going to grill out tonight, too. Because it seems like a beautiful night tonight. Maybe tomorrow a little grill out time as well. I'll go by their meat section. You know, they've got different cuts of meat there, including they give it really thick. I like those thick pork chops and those thick filet mignons they serve up there. Vegetables and fruits, obviously great. The salad bar, upper management. Does he still do that every day? Like they still do all the Ingles stuff? I think it goes pretty often. We love it, man. We love going by. Love everything. Love the deli. The Boar's Head Meats and Cheeses, love the bakery department. I am a fan of Ingles. I think they do an absolutely incredible job. And so make Ingles your stop this weekend. Fill it with gas.
My dad saved 63 cents per gallon on gas the other day at Ingles.
Oh, I...
Save up your points, folks.
When he told me that, I thought you meant that he scored 63 cents on some item somewhere, like all of his whole stuff.
63 cents
per gallon.
Per gallon. Nuts.
Well, you didn't get a reaction the first time, and I'm sure you're thinking, this guy's not listening to me. I thought you meant on his whole bill. You mean per gallon. How about that? Very good stuff, man. Go by and see our friends at Ingles. Final segment of the week, 654 Roar. Being sick stinks, man. I'm a terrible sick guy because I feel like I'll never feel good ever again. And I get bored and just
telling you,
lay in there doing nothing. It's awful.
It's because you got cocky about the immune system on Wednesday. Yeah, you were sitting here with Keanu and you're like, man, my immune system owns everyone else's immune system.
100%.
Got you right back.
100%.
12 hours later.
I know. Karma bit me.
Humbled.
So I'll be more humble about it moving forward.
But you beat shingles.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I beat shingles. And I've almost beaten this torn meniscus thing. So let me get Steven and Raleigh. Steven, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning. Doing well. Doing well. Hey, the car's packed. The TV's in the car, the trays, the kids for the most part, and should be down in the upstate at some point mid-afternoon, early afternoon, so I'm looking forward to it. Mickey, I was in the stadium that night against Florida State, 2003, I think it was, and that place was electric.
And there was no reason for it to be. I mean, Wake Forest has kicked our teeth in 45-17.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think times were different a little bit back then. Back then, even a bowl game was somewhat special, more so compared to now. I mean, the bowl games have been watered down, especially with the playoff. But, Mickey, I'll tell you, I enjoy going back and watching some of the games in the 80s and 90s, especially, and there's a reason why I'm mentioning this. You know, when Clemson played, speaking of bowl games, when Clemson played West Virginia in 1989, that place was packed out. There were 80,000 fans in that stadium, and five of them were my family. And that's how special bowl games were back then, right?
Yeah.
And so Clemson still has an opportunity to become bowl eligible. And if I were Dabo, you know, I would try to keep some sort of purpose, obviously, and I know he's doing that, but hey, you know, we have a chance. Look what happened in 2003. We have a chance. And, you know, that team went on, that 2003 team, like you said, went down to Atlanta and just tore up Tennessee. I think that was Dwayne Coleman and Charlie Whitehurst and so that was a strong finish that year.
Chad Jasmine had a big night, if you remember that one.
Yeah, and I think the time that we live in now, where there's so much emphasis put on the playoff, it's playoff or bust, right? Especially because of what Clemson fans have gone through these past 10 years, it's kind of playoff or bust, which is sad in a way, but I get it. We're still going to have a great time. My kids are going to have a great time. And the fun's in the winning. I want to feel that sensation of a win.
Yeah.
And that,
it's been a minute.
You got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a minute in that stadium, you know?
Oh, my gosh. It has. Listen, I was in Louisville. I was at the Louisville game last year. And that kind of started that streak. I was in the stadium against South Carolina. And they were close there, but yeah, I don't know. It's almost like, Mickey, they need to learn how to win again. It's almost like they need to learn what can you do to win. And once you learn how to win, then it becomes a little bit easier. Look at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Look at Georgia Tech. They're on a roll right now, and they just know how to win ball games. Of course, it doesn't hurt to have Haynes King under center, but they just need to figure it out. And tomorrow night would be a great time to start.
Now, you got a good memory, Steven. Upper management sent this to me. On that night in 2003, there was a partial lunar eclipse because the moon was incredible at night. Never forget it. I don't remember that part of it.
I don't remember it, but what I do remember is being on the field watching the goalposts be torn down after that game. And that was a fun game, Mickey. That was a fun game
that
to
was
watch.
The first, that was the very first, I think I'm right by saying this, the very first We Will Rock You game where they played during one of the TV timeouts. Could be wrong about that.
I don't know. I don't know. I just hope for tomorrow night. I hope for
offense like we saw against Duke, and that can happen, right? But as I want to see the defense kind of step up as well. They need to. And so you need a little bit of confidence going into Louisville and especially going down to Columbia in a few weeks.
Yep, good point. Good point, so, no doubt.
Yep.
All right, bud. Hey, safe travels, you and the family, and let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir.
Call me early next week and let me know.
Be down there mid-afternoon. See you, Mickey.
All right, buddy. See you. So Texas says this, Sam. We don't have enough Dwayne Coleman's on this team. All right, so let me tell you the story. Clemson's playing sixth-ranked Tennessee. First of all, Clemson got the bid to the Peach Bowl like 3 weeks before Tennessee got theirs. And so Clemson had, of the 80,000 in the stands that day in the Georgia Dome, the old Georgia Dome, there were 70,000 Clemson fans. Like, it was all of them were orange, but this was a complete takeover of the building, right? Coming off of 63-17, beating South Carolina. So Dwayne Coleman's on the field. Texas said, by the way, we were Rocky. The first one was 2009. I was wrong about that. Dwayne Coleman's on the field, and the two teams are kind of jawing. This is in a pregame warm-up. And the two teams are kind of jawing back and forth at each other. And Dwayne Coleman had these dreadlocks, right? Former running back slash defensive back. Sam, he's got his helmet in his hand. He looks at the guy that they're kind of jawing back and forth on. He flips his dreads back, puts his helmet on, and pops the guy right in the head. So he was smart enough to put the helmet on before he popped the guy. And so I'm asking Burton Burns after the game's over. I'm like, hey, man, what did that do for you? He goes, I'm telling you, our team saw it, and our team got so fired up, Bowden didn't have to say one word in the pregame speech. Our guys were about to bust the door down after that pregame skirmish. And Clemson goes on to have an unbelievable win that night. This is an interesting text. We talked about this in the first segment. Haven't since. 68-35, Lenora Sellers to Miami, ? All right, where this comes from is Todd McShay on one of his podcasts, the NFL draft expert, says he makes these claims that NFL scouts think that Lenore Sellers needs to come back to school to refine his tools. He also says that the way he understands it, ESPN's Todd McShay says that the Sellers camp is kind of under the same impression. And then he said, but there is the school of thought that he needs to go to someplace and develop as a quarterback, and there'll be many suitors. And whoever the co-host on the podcast was said, any names here? And he goes, he threw out Miami, and he goes, Miami is known for what they did for Ward, maybe Beck. I don't know how much Beck has improved himself or not. But so he kind of threw that out, and that they have a lot of money. So that's where that's coming from. Sam, you and I think have agreed on this. I'll let you add to your comment here before we get – this is my Brad Hughes going to Allstate, going the extra mile, 2923001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. I'm just telling you, if you make one phone call today, call Brad and see if they can help you. Just do some investigating. Maybe you get better coverage, better rates. Do like one of our listeners, saving $240 a month. Since he made that one phone call about 6 weeks ago. So here's my thought, though, Sam. Because he's from Florence, he grew up in the state. As a freshman, he beats your arch rival by rushing for 1 million yards and 1 million touchdowns, and you enter the season with this promise. He's a Heisman candidate in that sophomore season, and you're ranked preseason number 12. Like, there's so much. Now, the season, they went nothing like you wanted to go like. But for an in-state guy to leave your program, to go out of state because you don't think you can get it done here in the state, I think that's a major deal. I think it's a major, major ordeal.
Remains to be seen if he actually goes anywhere, but it would not be a good look for South Carolina because of who he is, where he's from. But realistically, looking at the situation for next year for South Carolina, are you excited about the possibility of that being some sort of elite offense, regardless of who they hire?
Yeah.
It's hard to get excited. It's hard to trust Beamer to hire the right offensive coordinator, right? So Sellers, if he is skeptical, and we don't know if that's the case, has valid reasons to consider leaving. I still would be stunned if he didn't go to the draft, just because there's a lack of multi-year starting quarterbacks in round one available. There's only one out of the three big ones. And then Sellers is the fourth option, and he is a multi-year starting quarterback in college. And teams value that. He's probably still a first-round pick based on tools alone. I think he needs another year of development, though, and I think he'd be wise to come back, transfer somewhere, go crazy as he can next year, or at least have a better season than he did this year,
right,
and develop a little bit more while also making a large amount of money.
All
probably.
Right. Let's
somewhere
say
else.
That Sam Jones is hired as a Norris Sellers advisor.
I would not be trusted with that amount of money.
Would you tell the Norris Sellers, stay at South Carolina or go somewhere else?
If he was
or
staying,
go to the NFL.
If he was staying in college, I think I'd tell him to go somewhere else. I think he needs another year of development. I think this was a lost year, and I think he needs to go play somewhere else.
So your very first – you do want him back if you're South Carolina. Because that was a question we asked earlier in the week.
If you're South Carolina, you absolutely want him back, and you hope that you give him more help and a better offensive coordinator, and maybe he develops because he didn't this year.
But do you want him back to the tune of $3 million again?
What's your alternative? Is your
Cutter
alternative
–
I mean, is Cutter Woods better than what Sellers was last year? That's kind of what
no,
you have to –
No, but maybe better than what he was this year.
Sure, but – how much of this year was on Sellers?
It's
how much is on
you see
Shula?
My point. It's fascinating. Man.
I'm very intrigued to see what he does. I'm sure the easy money is on him staying if he stays in college, but I don't know. It could go any way.
All right, I can't wait to hear your two-minute drill. You got something good for me today, you said.
Two-minute drill, first of all, Mickey, if you guys – I don't know where Noah is. I believe it's Noah that usually calls in with this. If you guys haven't seen the video of Zach Calzada doing a money spread on Twitter – and yelling at a troll, you need to go watch it because it's very funny, and you and I love to make fun of Zach Calzada. It's time to get a job, Zach. Secondly, Mickey, Tottenham United this weekend. Ruben Amorim, the reigning October manager of the month in the Premier League. Faxon versus Mickey, I'm on your team this weekend. I am rooting for you.
You love it, man. You love it.
This is the 1 week of the year.
There is a chance, all right? There is a chance that when we come in here on Monday – United could be in second place in the table. There's a chance, man.
It's honestly pretty stunning. Yeah. I have no idea what the read on this game is. Faxon and you and Faxon will have a fun time. I don't know if the game's tomorrow or Sunday, but you guys are going to have fun.
We're both tied with 17 points. They got the goal differential, but tied with 17 points.
Very interesting.
Let me give you about Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. All of your real estate needs, ericnewton.com can help you out. You're going to love it. ericnewton.com, the very best in the business in Clemson. No one knows more about real estate, and we'll do a great job for you. Let me thank Scott Reimer talking some Clemson football with us. Let me also thank Josh Williams, what Vegas had to say, and Roy Philpott today. Certainly enjoyed his time. Sam, great job, buddy. You with me next Wednesday?
Yep.
All right, got a great weekend. Hope it goes well for you. At Chick-fil-A, that's where Faxon and John are, so stay tuned for that. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Most importantly, tune in on Monday. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson.